Now, we've just talked about one possible consequence of a warming ocean, and that is more stress for animals like narwhals. But have you heard of another possibility, the so-called rise of slime? Now, picture an ocean where jellyfish have taken over. As overfishing and warming waters knock out some of the large fish that normally prey on them. Who cares? Well, just last week came news that China is working on jellyfish shredders to protect aircraft carriers from these blobby invaders that might get caught in valves. And if you're not interested in eating jellyfish, you might not enjoy the fisheries of the future. My next guest's research suggests that the slime is indeed rising, at least in parts of the ocean, as evidenced by the proliferation of one giant, weird-looking fish that loves to eat them. Here to explain is David Gremillet, an oceanographer for the Center for Functional and Evolutionary Ecology at the National Center for Scientific Research in Montpellier, France. He's co-author of a new research published this week in Current Biology. Welcome to Science Friday, David.
Good evening.
Good evening to you. Let's talk about this. Let's start with the rise of slime. Why are jellyfish predicted to take over the oceans?
Well, the idea is that as the oceans warm and as fish get depleted, that makes a lot of room and profitable conditions for all the jellyfish to thrive. That's the idea behind the rise of slime.
How will we know when this is actually happening?
Well, what happens at some stage is that the jellyfish colonize the ecological niche of small pelagic fish. They eat the zooplankton instead of these pelagic fishes. And once they occupy that niche, the fish won't be able to come back.
And you're looking at this giant, weird-looking fish, the ocean sunfish, which is, you look at it, it's just amazing. And the ocean sunfish is going to benefit from this jellyfish takeover.
That seems to be the case. Well, at least in waters around Europe, we found very surprising densities of ocean sunfish, and we suspect that they're already benefiting from the rise of slime.
Give us a description. Describe for us what a sunfish looks like. How big do they get?
Well, they get over 2 tons, so it's the heaviest of all fishes, and they're very weird. I find them incredibly fascinating creatures. It's like a fish without a tail, and it's like a circle with small wings, and it gets really, really massive. It's something which a fish which always fascinated me.
So you can see it from the sky. Then is that how you count them, from a plane?
Yeah, exactly. They're very conspicuous when you fly at a low altitude, because they have this habit of coming to the water surface to sun and maybe let some seagulls release them from parasites. So they're very visible, and their shape is unique. You can't miss them.
I'll bet. And let's talk about how hungry and how many jellyfish a sunfish can eat. How many?
Well, we were curious about this, and there were no estimates. So in collaboration with my colleague Craig White at Monash University in Australia, we made some calculations, and we come up to about 70 kilos of jellyfish required by an averaged 120 kilogram sunfish. So it's more than half of its body mass in jellyfish each day. And that's due to the fact that, of course, there's very little energy in a jellyfish.
There isn't. There's a lot of water there. My back of the pencil says 150 pounds, 71 kilograms a day is about 150 pounds, which comes to more than 22,000 tons per day eaten off the coast of Europe. I mean,
yes, that's massive, and that's a minimum number. We were very surprised at these sunfish numbers. You know, the census was the largest ever done, and we were expecting densities maybe a tenth or a thirtieth of what we found.
This is Science Friday from PRI Public Radio International, talking with David Gremillet, an oceanographer, and talking about the sunfish. But with that voracious appetite, if you have a lot of jellyfish, can the sunfish take care of this overpopulation? Can they, you know, stem the tide, so to speak, of all these jellyfish?
I don't think so, and I don't think that the solution is there. Of course, you know, we're very happy to see so many sand fishes because large creatures tend to disappear from our world oceans. So in a way, it's a really good news to see sand fishes. And in some areas, you know, there's a lot of ecotourism linked to sand fishes. So we hope this will also develop in Europe. It's quite incredible to swim around with a sand fish. But I don't think that they'll take care of the rise of slime.
So some people say the jellyfish are weird looking, and then you're saying and talking about how the sunfish are weird looking. So is the future of the ocean weird looking to you?
I don't think so, and I think sadly, you know, the future of the oceans, if we don't take care, is will be very simple and not very diversified, and so it will be sad for us humans because we enjoy diversity also in the oceans.
Mm. How do we keep track of jellyfish? The rise of the jellyfish.
Well, that's the whole question. You know, it has been demonstrated in some areas as the Black Sea or in the Benguela of Namibia that jellyfishes take over. But the rise of slime hypothesis is still controversial because some people argue there's no demonstration at a global level. And this comes from the fact that it's very difficult to track populations of jellyfish in the long term and over large areas. And indeed, for instance, in the Mediterranean where we worked, there were no such data sets. This is when we came up with the idea of using sunfishes, which are much more conspicuous.
Hmm. So you really love sunfishes, right?
I think they're incredible, yeah. I usually work on seabirds, but it was great fun doing this study.
Well, it's so incredible, besides their size, that they have any habits. What makes you so desired to study them?
Well, they were regarded as, sluggish creatures just drifting passively in the water. But studies by Japanese and British colleagues showed recently that they can really swim very actively. You know, they use their fins as penguins use their flippers. So they can really scull the waters and go to great depths. They're not that passive at all.
If they start eating up all the jellyfish, or what about the other species like turtles that like to eat the jellyfish too?
Well, I don't think there will be a real competition. I think we're not really in lack of jellyfishes at the moment, and it's true that, for instance, leatherback sea turtles they benefit a lot from that resource too.
So where if I wanted to see a sunfish, what part of the world do I have to go to?
Many areas. They're really across all temperate and tropical waters. So you could find them in the Pacific, you can find them in the Atlantic, the Indian Ocean, in many areas. So in the US, in Europe, and in Asia too.
And they are so distinctive, you will know when you see one, right?
Yes, yeah, and they jump. You know,
they jump.
It's quite incredible. You know, they're not only at the water surface, but over calm water, you see them jumping.
So there's a 2-ton sunfish can leap out of the water.
I think so, yeah. I've only seen smaller ones jump in the Mediterranean. I've never seen a really large one. But those I saw jumping, they were several hundred Ks.
They were on vacation, that's why. Thank you very much, David. David Grimaillet, oceanographer at the National Center for Scientific Research. He was reporting and talking to us from Montpellier over there in France.